all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump announces peace talks are underway to avert a trade war with the European Union.
So we're starting the negotiation right now, but we know very much where it's going.
After meeting at the White House with a top European Union official, the president told reporters their objective will be
to ease trade, reduce bureaucratic obstacles, and slash costs dramatically.
The president says the two sides are aiming to discontinue all tariffs. He's expected to discuss the plan further when he appears today in Dubuque, Iowa, and later in Granite City, Illinois. There's been a small explosion outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, China. An embassy spokesman says a man set off the small bomb and was injured, but there were no reports of any other casualties. Major flooding still hitting the eastern United States, drenching rains falling still from New England down to the Carolinas. Out west, heat advisories are in effect from Arizona to Oregon. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
We told you about jobless claims earlier. Orders for durable goods are up, as that Commerce Department report says. Orders for big-ticket items rose 1% in June. Some of the most popular parts of Yosemite National Park remaining closed for the next few days because of the deadly wildfire that's still burning near the western edge of the park. The Yosemite Valley and Wawona areas, as well as the Mariposa Grove of giant sequoias, are shut down at least until Sunday. The former Team USA gymnastics doctor serving up to 175 years for sexually assaulting multiple girls and women has now been assaulted himself. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
Attorneys for Larry Nassar said he was assaulted in prison and should be moved to another facility. In a motion filed on Tuesday, Jacqueline McCann of the State Appellate Defender's Office in Detroit said Nassar was assaulted within hours of being released into the general population at an Arizona federal prison in May. McCann also said that Nassar should be resentenced because the person who sentenced Nassar, Judge Aquilina, brought unwarranted attention to her client by allowing more than 150 women to give testimonies at his nationally televised sentencing hearing. I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The following is a special tribute presentation on Legends of Success. His is not a household name, and many of you may not even recognize him. But presidents, the Pope, and Mother Teresa knew him well for his generosity worldwide as a true humanitarian. Bob McCauley is the founder of AmeriCares. Bob passed away the day after Christmas in 2010. We had the honor to meet him, and we are honored to again share his story with you. Bob McCauley and AmeriCares, a salute to a true legend of success.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most successful and intriguing entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals. These are people who have overcome obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and thanks again for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, since starting Legends of Success back on January 12th, 2002, we've met some pretty incredible people, from former U.S. presidents to billionaires on the Forbes 400 list and corporate legends such as Jack Welch. And one of the questions I'm commonly asked is, John, who was your favorite guest? Well, I can tell you that's almost impossible to answer. Everyone is, to me, is incredible. I'm a fan of all my guests. But I'll tell you this. If I ever have an opportunity to make a movie of the week, today's guest would be at the top of my list. Bob McCauley has lived compelling dramas, the compelling dramas of several lifetimes that would be hard to believe if it wasn't documented, but it is. So who is this man who has been called upon for personal favors by world figures such as Pope John Paul II and Mother Teresa? Well, here to share his life story of risk and reward and business success and philanthropy is Bob McCauley from AmeriCares. Bob, welcome today to Legends of Success.
Thank you, John.
It's such a pleasure having you. How you doing, my friend?
Doing fine, thanks.
That's good. You know, Bob, even before we go back to your story, and we like to do this oftentimes, is find out where our guests come from. Let's talk a little bit about the incredible organization that you call and is named AmeriCares. I mean, tell the listeners, Bob, what's the purpose of AmeriCares as it exists today?
John, the purpose really is to help people all over the world, people that are in danger of dying from earthquakes, wars, starvation, you name it. The idea is to make the world a better place to live in.
And it's been pretty incredible. I want to congratulate you. I understand you passed a big-time mile marker. Why don't you share that with our listeners?
We've given away about $5.2 billion. Be like Bob, I-L-L-I-O, not million, in the years that we've been here, and we're shooting for $1 billion a year from now on.
That is...
Last year, if you read that financial report that I sent you, last year we received a little over $1 billion in terms of in-kind gifts and cash gifts, which is distributed in 137 countries.
So you've given away over $5 billion, which is unbelievable, distributed in over 137 countries. And folks, I want to tell you, I went to, I think it's called Charity Navigator. When we do our due diligence and research, we really want to find out who are we dealing with, even though we get some wonderful due diligence information. And I've got to tell you, the total cost, and straighten me out if I'm wrong here, Bob, the total expenses of this organization to run is less than 0.5%, which in my book makes Bob McCauley and his team a hero. Am I off on that at all?
No, you're right on it. It runs about 0.4%. For many of the charities in this country, John, you probably read, the overhead, which is what they call it,
yes,
runs anywhere from 30% to 35%. And we decided a long time ago that people who entrusted us with their funds and their medicines, they didn't want 35% or 40% of it going to overhead for luxuries such as apartments and airplanes and things like that. So we have a large group of volunteers who serve because they love America and they love life. And that's why we've always kept it under 1%. It's running about 0.4% this morning.
That's absolutely fabulous. Folks, we're visiting today with Bob McCauley, the founder of AmeriCares. Just an incredible story. And upcoming later, we're going to find out
why President Bush Sr. called him a renegade, and Bob himself said, you know, I didn't live the life of a saint, but what he's doing here is absolutely incredible. Give me the most recent example of one of the beneficial and the benevolent things AmeriCares has done, Bob.
John, you've probably heard about the 3.5 million people in Pakistan that are way up in the mountains who have no heat, no shelter, no food, no medicines. And we had a major contributor of ours, he happens to be a friend of mine, who gave us $1 million to help in Pakistan. So what we did is we flew our doctors in and our nurses and our medicines, and we flew in 1,000 tents as well, because they had no shelter up there in the mountains. They live under the trees. And with that $1 million, we haven't spent all of it yet, we also choppered in a hospital. That's pretty hard to understand, but the hospital breaks down into pieces. And we flew them in with choppers, so we have a functioning hospital up in the mountains of Pakistan with doctors, nurses, medicines, and food.
That's unbelievable. And what is it like, Bob? You know, the first time you went on any of these missions or these trips, what is it like when you look in the eyes of these people who are suffering and you know you have the ability to help them?
I think the look that you get from their eyes, John, is something you'll never forget. If you look at 1,000 people, you'll remember it 1,000 different times. It's a look of despair, but it's tempered by hope. Hope that this white man, this American who came, can do something to relieve their terrible plight in life.
So many
things are seared into your heart, and you make up your mind that whatever you've done in the past, you have to do more in the future.
It's incredible. And folks, again, you know, we're hearing the story of Bob McCauley. We're going to go back to the beginning of where this all began. He is the founder of an organization called AmeriCares. A lot of you are familiar with what AmeriCares does. Recently surpassed, as Bob just mentioned, giving away $5 billion. And we're going to find out how Bob raised this from the beginning. It's just an absolutely incredible story. Bob, you're also an entrepreneur. We're going to get into that story. I know that was a bit of a challenge for you to build your business. But I want to ask you a couple questions. Since I started this show, I've got to ask you this. I've had the good fortune, and I was quite nervous when my wife and I went to meet with Jimmy Carter the first time, and we've met some incredible people like yourself. But what is it like meeting with the Pope? I know you met with Pope John Paul II. What was that meeting like, and were you nervous?
I don't get nervous very often, but I was a little bit nervous on that one, John. He is the, without any doubt in my mind, the most impressive man I have ever met in my life. Very natural. He speaks good English, although we talked in French for a part of it. But the decency and the humanity of the man is really just striking. I'll give you an example. I went with a friend of mine, Father Ritter. I was chairman of Covenant House for 8 years, rescuing the kids in New York. But we took a scrapbook to show the Pope, a large one. And he looked at it, and he commented a couple of times. Then there was a picture of a young girl. She was 11. And her name was Monica. So he asked me in French, he said, "Who was that?" And I said, "Your Holiness, that is Monica. She was conned into this work by a pimp." And then he said, "What happened to Monica?" And I said, "Well, the pimp threw her out of an 11-story window, so she was killed." And he wouldn't let me turn the page. I could see tears welling up in his eyes until finally he put his head down and he said, "Avant, go ahead." But that was just one of the many things in the conversation I had with him that I told him about my relationship with Mother Teresa, and he said some very kind words about her. But I think in all my years, and like you, John, I've been blessed by meeting some pretty impressive people, but none impressed me quite as much as Pope John.
Well, and I'm sure that it was kind of exciting meeting Mother Teresa as well.
Yeah. She and I became fast friends. She spent a good part of her time making fun of me. She has a good sense of humor. And one of the things, I used to be a heavy smoker. Mm-hmm. And every time I'd pull a cigarette out, she'd say to me, "Okay, Bub." She'd call me Bub, but she couldn't say Bob. She's Albanian, you know.
Sure.
She'd say, "Okay, Bub, one for you and one for me."
No way.
The one was a cigarette for me, and the one was a dollar for her. So I made a deal with her that for every cigarette I smoked, I would send a dollar to her charity.
I love it.
It worked out pretty well.
I love it. I thought she'd pull a ruler out and smack your knuckles with it.
That's about right. It's funny how it worked out, because I sent her a large check maybe about 4 months later based on how many cigarettes I had. So when I met with her maybe 6 months later the next time, I asked her if she got the funds all right, and her assistant said, Mr. McCauley, you never sent us one penny. And I said, that's not true. I sent you $46,000. And she said, we never got it. So we checked back, and we found out that, as is frequently happening in India,
oh no,
somebody in the post office department got it and had cashed it. But I knew the head of the bank where it was drawn on in Virginia. So they refunded the whole thing, and I set up an account for her in London, so it would go to London.
Incredible. Amazing story. Folks, George Bush Sr. said Bob was a bit of a renegade. He did everything his own way, and he marched to a different drummer. But he also said he was in awe of Bob McCauley. When we get back from this break, you're going to find out what President Bush Sr. meant by those words, and you're going to hear a story that you'll never forget. Bob McCauley is our exclusive guest today on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCRDB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back on Legends of Success, and we're visiting with and hearing the compelling story of Bob McCauley, the founder of AmeriCares. Bob, I want you to think back and take me back, please, to April 4th, 1975. You're at home watching the news on TV. Tell me the event that changed your life.
I guess the one that really changed my life, John, was the pictures they showed of the American Air Force C-130 that had left Saigon, as it was called then, with, I think it was 347 infants on board. And the cargo door blew off and the plane crashed about 10 miles from the airport. And a great number of the children were killed, But the human interest story of that was there was a set of twins that had been adopted by an American couple. The couple, the man's name was George Carney. They had gone out to Vietnam 6 times to meet with the children that they adopted.
Mm-hmm.
One was a boy and one was a girl. They were about 6 months old. And when the plane crashed and burned, it threw some of the kids out that lived. The only way they could tell which ones had lived were by examining their wristbands.
Oh,
and the children who were on the manifest who didn't get the wristbands, they were presumed dead. The twins that this couple had adopted were presumed dead. Until a day after that, a farmer who was plowing rice fields heard a whimper, and he went over, and there were the two children locked in each other's arms. Now, you have to bear in mind they were in different parts of the plane when it crashed. And how they got ever together, we will never know. But it was a miracle. I find in this business that I'm in, John, you better believe in miracles because they happen almost every day.
Well, your story is a miracle. And when you saw that wreck, wasn't the government going to try to save them? What happened, Bob?
Well, I called the government to see if we could get an Air Force plane. And the government called me back about 10 minutes later and said, we will have a 747 for you. And I said, when? And they said, about 11 days. And I said, my heavens, 11 days, the kids will all be dead by that time.
Oh.
So that was when I talked to a number of airlines, one of which was Pan Am, and I was able to charter a 747 from them, which was already in Guam, getting ready to leave for Los Angeles. So they diverted the flight from Guam to Saigon. They built it all the bunk beds, so they were three on top of each other. And that was how we got them back.
Now, at this point, you just don't go out and charter commercial airline. What does something like that cost, Bob?
$251,000.
And I assume you had a lot of money saved up to be able to spend that kind of ticket.
No, I was very poor at the time. I didn't have virtually any money at all. So I put a mortgage on my house. So as my wife said when she was interviewed on television, she said, where did Bob get the money? And she said, well, Bob got the kids and the bank got the house.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Now, I understand there's a second part to this story here, because if we fast forward to December 26, 2003, you had a very special surprise when somebody that you and I both think highly of, Ann Curry on NBC's Today Show, brought you on the air. And what did she do for you?
Well, I had not had any contact with the twins that were thrown clear. I knew they had been adopted by Mr. Carney, the guy that I met out in California, but I'd never had any further contact. I didn't try to get any. They were just growing up. So when Ann Curry was here, she questioned me about it, and I told her the story of the twins being thrown clear and not having the remotest idea that she motioned with her hand behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And who shows up with the twins?
Oh.
They're now 29 years old and not having heard or seen them. I didn't recognize them, but they came up and we gave each other big hugs and they cried a little. I cried a little too, I guess.
A little? How about a lot? I saw that video, that DVD this morning, and my wife and I both had tears coming down our eyes.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I have somebody with us that wants to say hi to you. Are you with us?
I am, Bob. It's Ann Curry. How are you?
Hello, Ann. How are you?
I heard they were saying nice things about you this morning. I just simply had to add my voice to the chorus. Because,
I'm
awful
glad you did. How are you been?
You know, I tell you what, I am so happy for the day I got to meet you, and I tell you, I'm so glad to you, John, that you're talking about Bob's story, because I think that people who listen and hear about this good heart, I think it's transforming. It has transformed me and changed the way I look at life and certainly how I behave. I want to be, someday, I want to grow up and be as big a force of good, if it's at all possible.
Yeah.
We're trying
well
anyway.
Your way, Ann.
Bob,
amen.
Now, you know, I tell you, I have a long way to go to catch up with you, buddy.
You know, it's amazing, Ann, when you look at this story, and I watched what you did, I mean, and I'm not blowing smoke, and everybody knows that people come on the show because I admire the people, and that's the reason for the show. But my admiration for you to pull that off, Ann, is pretty tremendous. How in the world did you find these kids 29 years later?
Well, it was tough. You know, I have a great producer who Bob met named Robin Sindler, and basically we were in the newsroom. We were talking about the story, and I was wanting to do a story about Bob because I had gone into Kosovo, and I'd seen the work of AmeriCares and was so impressed by horrified. And when I heard the story about how Bob had started the organization, I thought, what a great story this would be. But then I was just sort of talking to Rob, and I was saying, you know, gosh, I just wish there was something we could do for him after all he's done. I wish there was something we could do for him. And so we started talking about it, and she mentioned, well, about all the children, and specifically the twins. I said, geez, do you think we could find them? And she said, well, I don't know. So she called the adoption agency, and they basically, and AmeriCares' office as well, and they basically helped us track down, with unbeknownst to Bob, to track down these twins, and the family, their adoptive parents were all for it. So it all just kind of worked out, and we just wanted, out of the goodness, we just really, more than anything, wanted to do something for this man who has done so much for so many people who will never really get a chance, because they're all over the globe. Hmm. We'll never get a chance to say thank you full enough and big enough to Bob. And in fact, the children themselves wanted this opportunity because they didn't know how to say thank you to Bob for saving, essentially, their lives.
Well,
for them, it's been a nice thing.
I got to say one thing, Ann, and Bob, I know you must be surprised that I put the call in this morning, and Ann was kind enough. Ann was kind enough at no notice whatsoever to be with us today. But Ann,
No,
I tell you, Bob, you inspired in me. I tell you, any chance I can get to tell people how great you are. And I, I'm a news reporter. I'm somebody who has got to be very, I've got to be non-opinionated and really give people the facts. Look, the fact is, there is no other side to this. You are a wonderful human being, and that is a fact. And I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased that this radio program is talking about you, and that I can get a chance to say to people that, look, if you can have a life in which you can do some good for somebody else and understand that living a life that is not so about focusing on only your own needs, but on trying to alleviate the suffering of others, if you can live that life, then my gosh, what a tremendously rewarding life, what a privileged life you can have. And I think that, Bob, you'd see the first to say it's been a privilege for you.
Yeah, I think, as I said to you when you taped that up at our place on the lake, it's a pretty good feeling to have when you go to bed at night after you say your prayers to think, well, I did something for somebody today.
Well, and I want to thank you, because when you did that segment, you educated millions of people who may not have known Bob McCauley's story, and it probably went back to help AmeriCares. And folks, this is not a fundraising show. This is a program that wants to share the great stories of great Americans. And I want to thank you, Ann Curry, our surprise guest from NBC's.
It was fun, Bob. Big kiss later.
Big kiss whenever you're here.
Okay.
Thanks, Ann.
Bye, Bob.
Bye. Take care, sweetie. Bye, bye. Well, I hope that was
get hurt.
Well, it was the last second, I just I watched your DVD this morning, and I was so overwhelmed by looking at that DVD. I just wanted to call her and thank her, and I just thought, let's bring her on and surprise you with it.
Well, you did. That was a great, next to meeting the twins for the first time, that's about the biggest surprise I've had in many years.
Well, I'll tell you, Bob.
She is an extraordinarily kind lady.
She's fabulous. It's so hard to cover a man's story. We've been talking about the benevolence of Bob McCauley and AmeriCares, and there's a whole nother life to this man. I mean, talking about being an entrepreneur and what President Bush said, he's a renegade. And Bob McCauley will tell you himself, hey, I didn't live the life of a saint before. When we get back, we'll try to cover some of those items and more. And when you find out the amazing story of today's guest, Bob McCauley, we'll be back right after this.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The choked up chief in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, discusses the shooting death of a veteran cop while on duty yesterday.
He's a 17-year veteran who was well loved by the department and a friend of mine.
Police officer Alfonso Morales says the suspect was wanted on gun and drug violations. He was shot and wounded by other officers and is currently in custody. Then overnight, an Arizona Department of Public Safety trooper in training was shot and killed, and a second officer wounded after they approached the driver of a car along an interstate just outside Phoenix. A struggle ensued, and the suspect got one of their guns. It's not clear whether that suspect's in custody. The Labor Department says 217,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 9,000 more than the previous week, but still a little below what analysts predicted. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s.
But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
He called himself a beggar. Millions worldwide see him as a savior. His name is Bob McCauley. He is the founder of AmeriCares. Bob passed away in December of 2010, and today we are honored to again share his story with you on Legends of Success.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Yep, we just had a surprise visit from Ann Curry from NBC's Today Show. It surprised Bob McCauley a few years ago. And as we know, as a recap, if you're just tuning in, Bob financed a $250,000 cost, $251,000 cost back in 1975 to airlift a plane full of orphan children from Vietnam that crashed. 80 kids were killed. He didn't wait for the government. And by the way, Bob, you didn't have the money to pay for that. I understand, as you said earlier, you mortgaged the house. And your wife said, well, the bank got the house, but we got the kids.
Right.
What a wonderful,
right on, John.
What a wonderful lady. And you know, before we get into your history a little bit, I just want to ask one more question. To do what you've done in your life, and you've taken risks, and you've built up businesses, and you've sold your business, and you've taken tremendous risks, you must have a pretty steady life partner to put up with all these roller coasters.
You're so right, John. It's been 60 years of a honeymoon. That's really what it comes down to. That I fell in love with her the first time I ever looked at her. It took me a little while to get around to it, but she's been the most steadying influence I ever had in my life.
Hmm.
She's also the most beautiful human being. She was nominated for Miss America way, way back.
Wow.
And she gave up the opportunity of appearing because she was working her way through college at that time. But she's been a marvelous influence, and I love her deeply.
Well, obviously, you know, and that comes with anyone who's going to be successful in life. You better have a strong partner standing by your side and a very understanding one as well.
You're absolutely right. Without her, I think I'd be still playing the piano in a bordello.
And let's go back to that. You know, your friend, President Bush Sr., George Bush Sr., says you're a bit of a renegade. He says a bit of a maverick, I think, is some of the words he used. But, you know, and you yourself, Bob, said you didn't always live the life of a saint. Tell us about your earlier life. What was it like, and why weren't you a saint?
Well, I think part of it, John, was I was a piano player in Europe, and I used to play in some of the lovely nightclubs over there. It was a marvelous way of making a good living, and I only had to work from 6 in the evening till about 10, and the rest of the time I could play golf, and I was single then. I could chase girls and do whatever I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, I decided I couldn't live this life any longer. So I came back and went to work for my dad in a small paper company. And that lasted for quite a while until I kept getting fired because I was making too much money.
Well, how do you get fired for making too much money, Bob?
Well, I got myself on commission.
Mm-hmm.
I was making $35 a week, and I got on commission. And I made $189,000 in the first year.
Jeez, what year is this?
49.
49?
49 and 50, yeah.
189, that's like making millions.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I was on a commission basis.
Oh.
And I was selling paper bags anywhere from Boston to Florida.
Wow.
I sold a lot of paper bags.
Oh, tons.
Yep, but I figured that was not the way I wanted to live my life. So I came back to this country and went to work for my dad. Until I got tired of getting fired from the different companies that I was representing, so I decided I should build my own. Then the only guy who could fire me was me, myself, and I. So I built the mill down in Virginia, which is still functioning.
And that was Virginia Fiber, correct?
Virginia Fiber, right.
Mm-hmm. And so when you were, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but You had a job selling paper. You did a phenomenal job. So your reputation had tremendous intangible value, I would think. But when you started your business, what did it cost to create Bob, and how much money did you put in? How'd you get money to raise it?
It cost about $49,600,000 to build the mill down there, and I didn't have any money. So I had to borrow it all. And I went to various investment bankers, both in New York and London, and the first question they would ask when I told them I needed almost $50 million, they said, well, how much equity, how much money are you going to put in?
Sure.
And I tell them, I'm sorry, I don't have any money, so I can't put anything in. So they throw me out. On the 13th time, with a different investment banker, he liked the story. And he liked the story that 13 others had kicked me out, and he said, I think we can do it. So it took us a year to raise all the money, but it's turned out to be a bonanza for me and for a lot of other people, too. We had a different philosophy of doing business than the other competitors, in that we never had an employee, John. We had all partners.
Yes.
Every guy, including the fellow that ran our guest house, he was a wonderful black man who'd been on a kamikaze hit in the Pacific during World War II. But everybody was a partner, and everybody shared equally in the profits when they came.
That was pretty progressive, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, wasn't there a Wall Street Journal article that knocked you for that form? It says, how can he be in business? And they call it Bob's Folly.
That's right. It was Bob's Folly, because everybody would be a partner, and I would get the same percentage. It didn't turn out to be a folly, and I guess I was in Spain trying to raise the money when they ran that article. So maybe it was a folly, but it was the best folly I ever made outside of when I got married.
Listen, I wish you more follies like that one. And so you started the business in what year, Bob?
75.
And you sold it in what year?
Sold it really in 2003.
If you don't mind me asking, how much you get?
Well, my share, I'd sold some shares in it, but my share, I started the company with $5,000 that I borrowed.
Yes.
And when I cashed out, I got $51
million.
It was a good investment.
God bless America. And I understand from reports that you're on a fast track of giving it all away, because AmeriCares gave away how much last year in total?
In total last year, let's see, the total since we've been in business is a little over $5 billion. Last year was over $1 billion in the year alone.
Jeez.
That was the year of the tsunami, the tsunami came right before it. But there were so many terrible, terrible things. Katrina, that we were sending doctors and nurses and medicines all over the world to try to alleviate the sadness that came. And some places like where they had the tsunami, there were no doctors, no nurses, and most of all, there were no medicines. So we started flying the next day with our volunteer doctors and nurses.
Jeez.
Many of our staff are volunteers, John.
Well, what do you have, like 10,000 volunteers?
Well, we do a thing in the domestic area called Homefront, where we rebuild homes for the very needy people, people with the roof is blown off or the pipes are frozen or something like that.
Sure.
And the first year we did it, we had 13,000 volunteers. We do it all in one day.
Unbelievable.
And it worked out really very well.
But we get back, I want to talk a little bit more. I know you have a story on Mother Teresa, and I want to have you share some wisdom to others about what life's about. Is it all business? Is it not business? I mean, what drives Bob McCauley? Ladies and gentlemen, Bob McCauley is our exclusive guest today on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back after this.
This report is brought to you by Nature Valley. Summer is finally here, and it's time for families to trade in some screen time for green time. And there is no better time to get outdoors as a family and do some good, too. From now through the end of August, Nature Valley is kicking off its Summer of a Million Miles Challenge, which encourages families across the nation to get outdoors and collectively hike, walk, or run a million miles. And the best part is that it's easy to join. Simply download the Map My Hike app, go to the Challenge tab, and join the Nature Valley Million Miles Challenge. Log your hikes to earn badges and rewards. Wherever your hikes take you this summer, be sure to pack Nature Valley granola bars to keep you fueled for the trail ahead, and share your snaps using hashtag NatureValleyHikeAMillion. For more details, visit naturevalley.com/hikeamillion. That's naturevalley.com/hikeamillion.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
From Maine to Hawaii, from Florida State to Washington, we are back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Getting back onto your story, Bob, this has just been incredible. How do you describe yourself? I mean, at one point, my observations are you're a renegade. President Bush Sr., your lifetime friend, has said you march to a different drummer, but he's in all of you. How do you build from nothing a $50 million business you cash out with? You give away, spearhead giving away over $5 billion to the suffering in the world. How do you describe yourself, Bob?
John, I was asked that question by a TV show host, and he really didn't seem very pleasant, but that didn't make any difference to me. I was trying to raise money.
Sure.
And he said, Mr. McCauley, how do you raise your money? And I said to him, maybe I was a little snotty myself. I said to him, I am just a beggar, B-E-G-G-A-R, beggar.
Well,
I raised a lot of money that night, too.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, you've got to be, and I'm not just going to say a salesman. You're an incredibly gifted person. And where does this passion come from?
I guess a lot of it is the humanitarian side, John. I got that from my mother. Who was always adopting. We didn't have a great deal of money when I was growing up, but she was always adopting kids in Korea and China, and she would send them clothes and different things like that. The one was in Yugoslavia, and she sent the boy there, his name was Nicholas, he was about 19. She sent him some stuff that I had. One was my tailcoat, another was my top hat, and another was a sweater with a Y on it for the tennis team at Yale.
Mm.
So he sent back a picture. He'd gone into the army, and he's standing up on top of a hill in the clothes that she had sent him with a top hat on, but with a rifle over his shoulder.
Oh, no.
We didn't know what side he was fighting on, but we figured he was a pretty good fighter anyway.
Well, and he represented Yale pretty well, didn't he?
He did. He did indeed.
It's a great place for a break. And when we get back, Bob, I'm going to ask you, were you an entrepreneur as a kid? I'm John Resnick, and this is Legends of Success.
Have a question or comment about the show? You can call John at 1-800-458-5600. 56, or send them an email, john@legendsofsuccess.com. This is Legends of Success with John Resnick.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Technology is changing the car buying process, as many now start their search online. In fact, a recent survey found that 44% of consumers are comfortable shopping for a car via the internet. If you're planning to buy a car this summer, consider exploring digital tools designed to improve your car buying experience. Bank of America's mobile car shopping tool makes shopping for and financing a car easier and more efficient, so you can spend more time enjoying the summer. John Schleck for Bank of America.
Car shoppers can now seamlessly integrate their shopping and financing experience all in one place, either on the go or in the comfort of their own homes. Using the mobile car shopping tool, our clients can actually select new or used cars all from participating dealers, estimate a monthly payment, and even apply for a Bank of America car loan on the specific car they're looking at, all prior to their dealer visit.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Now, back to the Legends of Success. Once again, here's John Resnick.
Our guest today is philanthropist Bob McCauley, who founded AmeriCares. You know, Bob, we're talking about some of the accomplishments as an adult, but what about as a kid? Were you entrepreneurial?
Oh, yeah. I started when I was 9, I guess. My partner was a guy named George Bush, and we used to sell apples at Greenwich Country Day School. And we'd buy them for 2 cents at the A&B and sell them for 3 cents. So it was pretty good profit, but it was all in pennies. He was a super salesman, George was.
Was he? Well, I understand that he never missed a class. He was always on time. He got the perfect grades. And what I hear is that you skipped so many classes, they wanted to throw you out, but your grades were as high as his. How does someone pull that off? I'm jealous of guys like you.
Well, the headmaster there was a German extraction man named Dr. Fies, F-U-E-S-S.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke in very stentorian tones. And I had a standing date with him for 8:20 every Saturday morning. And I walk into his office shaking like a leaf. And he generally started out by saying, "McCauley, did you make any classes this week?" And I remember one time I said, "No, Dr. Fies, I didn't make any this week. But I'm going to do better next week." So he told me a number of times, "You like to throw me out of the school, but my grades were too high."
Incredible.
So the irony of that thing for Dr. Fies was he passed away. some years back, but I was given the Feese Award for the Outstanding American. And I thought to myself, poor Dr. Feese, he'd be rolling over in his grave if he could ever see this.
He's got to be. Yeah, you definitely were out of the box then, weren't you?
I was way out of the box, John.
I love it. You know, you also have a wonderful anecdote, a story about Mother Teresa that I don't want to miss in this last segment here. Tell me about that, would you please?
Sure. She and I were coming back. We'd been down in Honduras opening a home for kids down there. And we're coming back to Texas because that's where the airline was. And the airline was TACA, T-A-C-A, which was a Central American flying company.
Mm-hmm.
So when they came, it was a rickety old airplane. When the steward came back with box lunches, they didn't have hot lunches those days, and he handed one to Mother Teresa. She looked up at him and she said, "How much did this cost?" And he said he wasn't sure how much it cost. She said, "If I give this back to you," he said about three quetzales, which was in those days worth about a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Well, if I give you this back, will you give a dollar to my charity?" And the guy fumbled a little, and he said, "Yes, Mother, I will." So he handed me one, and I handed it back. Then there was a guy in the row across the plane from us, and he heard what had gone on, and he said he'd give his. And then the pilot came on. There were 126 passengers on that plane, and three crew. The pilot came on and said, "As you all know, Mother Teresa and her friend Bob McCauley are on this flight.
Oh, boy.
But for every lunch that is not consumed, we will give a dollar to her missionaries of charity." Well, when we landed in San Antonio, bear in mind there were 126 people and three crew.
Sure.
You know how much money we had, John?
Probably $126 plus.
$129, including the crew.
Nobody ate.
Nobody ate.
Isn't that a wonderful show? I tell you, you've got some magic of fundraising, and she must have really touched your life. The rest of us have done nothing but read about her, but was your life changed after you met her? I'm not trying to get too spiritual here, but seriously.
I think it changed more after I met with the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most inspiring kind. You know, the funny thing about the Mother Teresa story was when we landed there, and I said to Mother, "Okay, we got $129. Excuse me, we're doing pretty well." And she said, "Bub." She always called me Bub because she couldn't pronounce Bob. She was Albanian, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Bub, get the food." I said, "What do you mean the food?" She said, "The food we didn't eat. Let's get it." So I said, "Okay." So I asked the commissary guy if he had any more flights coming in or going out. And he said, "No." So I said, "Could we have all those lunches?" So she said, "Yeah, I guess so." So I said to Mother, "Okay, we got the food."
She said,
"Get the truck." So I said, "Geez, Mother, they've already bought their food back twice." But I asked the guy if we could have the truck, so he said, "Why not?" So we put all the food on a truck, and she drove it with me, and we went downtown and distributed it all to the poor.
Jeez. Wow.
It was a pretty good day.
Well, pretty good day. What an honor. That's something that your great-great-great-grandkids will have to know about it. Just an amazing story. I said in the beginning, and I mean it now, they really need to figure out how to do a movie of the week on your life. It's incredible. And I also want to thank you because you aren't the kind of guy that likes a spotlight. And, folks, it's not real easy getting someone, well, getting specifically Bob McCauley to come out because he doesn't like the individual attention. But I think finally, Bob, I guess Ann or Ann Curry or somebody got it through to you enough that you've got to demonstrate an example for others. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're right. You know, there's an old saying from the sociologist Margaret Mead who said, "There's no limit to what you can accomplish in this world if you give all the credit to other people." And that's what we've always believed in America.
No question about it. Does Bob McCauley know boundaries? Is there anything that you think you can't do?
No, I think if you thought about it, John, in terms of boundaries, you'd never go. It's the idea that it's infinite, because kindness is infinite if you can tackle it in the right way.
Mm.
But if you put a boundary on, then you'd quit when you get to that boundary, and we intend never to quit.
I love it. I love it. I also want to give a plug to a book. I didn't even mention it. But if you want to read more about Bob McCauley and AmeriCares, it's an incredible book. You know, what a man he is. And it's called His Name is Today. And the reason I got that title is that you can't wait till tomorrow when kids are suffering. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
And can they get this by going to your website?
Both the website and the local bookstore.
I'm just so honored that you're with us today. And any special advice you have for any entrepreneurs or people having a tough time today, Bob?
I think the advice I'd give them was the last spoken words of Winston Churchill, that he addressed a small boys' school outside of London. When he showed up for the graduation, there were thousands of people instead of about 50, which they expected because they knew that he was going to speak. So when it came time for him, he was smoking a cigar, and he had brandy on his breath. But he shuffled up to the lectern, and he said, "Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never."
Mm.
That's been my motto. He's my hero of all time.
Well, Bob,
he and Albert Schweitzer.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think today that you became the hero for thousands of people listening today from across America, hundreds of thousands. I want to thank you so much for your kindness and the gift of your time. I like President Bush, I'm in awe of you. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I'm honored to be on your show.
I want to give very special thanks to Ann Curry from the Today Show, Claire Cashin and Maureen Fitzgerald from NBC News for helping me get a hold of Ann today, and Annie Weirether from AmeriCares, or special help. You've been listening to Legends of Success, a tremendous visit today with Bob McCauley. These are the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Well, here we are again, and
I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a big meeting at the White House yesterday with a European Union official where the subject was largely trade and tariffs, President Trump will be discussing those issues on the road today, speaking in Dubuque, Iowa, and Granite City, Illinois. Yesterday after that meeting, he announced that European allies have agreed to work closely with the United States to resolve recent trade disputes, and that the two sides are aiming to eventually drop all tariffs.
This will open markets for farmers and workers, increase investment, and lead to greater prosperity in both the United States and the European Union.
Facebook stock is dropping today in what could be the biggest one-day stock drop of all time. That after yesterday, the social media giant reported its daily active users fell well short of expectations, and officials warned revenue growth would slow the rest of this year. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
There are reports in South Korea that North Korea will, perhaps as early as tomorrow, begin transferring the remains of U.S. service members killed in the Korean War to the United States. A Milwaukee police officer shot and killed by a drug suspect yesterday, Mayor Tom Barrett says.
Words cannot describe the sorrow and anger I feel at this moment.
The suspect in the shooting death of that 17-year veteran is in custody after being shot by police. Meanwhile, an Arizona Department of Public Safety trooper in training is dead, and a second officer injured in an overnight shooting just outside Phoenix. It happened when they confronted a driver along an interstate, and the suspect grabbed one of their guns. No word on whether that suspect's in custody. The labor